Welcome to the Danger Zone on Money Life. Yep, we're heading for trouble with the help of the folks from New Constructs. And although we're getting their help to head for trouble, the real point is avoiding trouble. Because at New Constructs, they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. They do it with a methodology that involves forensic accounting and discounted cash flow analysis. You put it together, you dig in at the bottom, the footnotes level, you work your way up, and sometimes you find that the numbers that people see when they're looking at an earnings report, they don't present quite the true picture. If that picture is working against the company, but for you, well, then a stock might be attractive. But if it's working against you and it makes the company look falsely good, that makes something dangerous, and that's where you want to be stepping away from it. If you want to learn more about what they do and how they do it, go to newconstructs.com where they blog about their danger zone picks. So there's always more information on everything you hear us talk about here. David Trainer is founder and president at New Constructs. David, it's great to have you back on Money Life.
It is great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
David joins us on the Gainbridge Hotline. Gainbridge has embarked on a mission to create a digital platform that provides direct access to trusted annuity products without complexity or hidden fees. Learn more at Gainbridge.life. David, who's in the danger zone this week?
Illumina Incorporated.
Danger, danger.
Illumina Incorporated. It is ticker symbol ILMN. What's the problem here?
Illumina is one of the S&P 500 companies with the most overstated earnings in 2021. So, Chuck, we are just now rolling out our analysis of core earnings, returns on invested capital, free cash flow for the S&P 500, all its sectors, as well as the overall market in all sectors. The 10-Ks just stopped coming in a couple of weeks ago, so we've got all the data. And so we're updating that series of reports that we update every quarter. And part of this update is an analysis of how much the S&P in general is overstating earnings. You know, 80% of the S&P 500 companies by market cap are overstating earnings. That's about the same as last quarter. And then we also highlight five companies in particular who have the most overstated earnings. And Illumina is top of the list.
Now, let's just talk briefly about overstated earnings. Red flag for sure. But overstated earnings, where does that rank on the list of, hey, you're going to the danger zone? Like, is it automatic? If you get past a certain level, you're headed for trouble?
It is not always automatic, because we care about valuation as well. In the case of Illumina, it also gets a very unattractive or very dangerous stock rating. So this baby has got danger zone written all over it. It just so happens it's also got some of the most overstated earnings in the entire S&P 500.
How out of whack does that make the valuation? It's the most overstated earnings with a bad valuation. How much of a haircut is this headed for? And if we've just gotten through the annual earnings and the market hasn't realized it, what's it going to take for the market to realize it?
Yeah, well, the stock's at $352 right now with an economic book value of negative $2, right? So
wow.
We see a lot of downside here. Expectations based on the stock price are really high. You've got accounting earnings looking sort of up and to the right, you know, not skyrocketing in terms of increasing, but the economic earnings and core earnings are negative and declining. And so bad situation on that front. So yeah, a lot of downside. And what I'd love to talk about here real fast is we find that Illumina's earnings, street earnings, that is, not even the GAAP earnings, but the street earnings are overstated by $6.11 a share. They're reporting in fourth quarter 2021, $5.96 a share, and we show negative 15 cents. A lot of that is stuff you can find on the income statement, but there's a whole $1.04 a share of hidden unusual expenses that also distort the earnings. And that comes from $156 million in transaction costs related to an acquisition that you can't find, but except in the footnotes, that's in the SG&A. Another million in expense due to a change in the estimated fair value of contingent consideration, also in SG&A, and then $16 million in sublease income. So some really sneaky stuff going on in the footnotes.
In terms of economic book value of negative $2 a share, there might be some folks in the audience who wonder how that's actually possible.
Yeah, you know, the answer is when you're looking at this company in terms of its operating profit, we're showing a NOPAT of only $59 million. And the capitalized value of that net of cash and debt is negative. They've got $1.15 billion in excess cash, but they've got $2.5 billion in debt. So it's that large amount of debt that actually is greater than the no growth value of its current cash flows. And by no growth value, I just mean the perpetuity value of the existing after-tax cash flow. So it doesn't look like they got enough cash flow here to pay off their debt holders, which is why the economic book value for equity holders is negative.
So ultimately, a fair value on this stock price?
Well, you know, it's hard to know what's fair when they're not generating enough money to pay off their debt holders. But let's put it around. Let's say, you know, we're lucky if this thing can hold $100 long term.
And again, currently trading at about $350. So that's a haircut of, 70%, something along those lines. And again, you talked about the report you've got up at New Constructs where you're looking at the most overstated street earnings, the top couple of companies. I will bring that from the report. Illumina, as you said, the one that we're highlighting, of course, but UDR, Digital Realty Trust, Duke Realty Corp, and Welltower. Is Illumina by far and away the worst, or do the other four, while we're not talking about them until now, are they pretty much same boat as Illumina?
They're pretty bad. UDR's street earnings are overstated by 102%. Digital Realty by 79%, Duke Realty by 68%, Welltower by 58%, and all of these companies also get a very unattractive rating.
That is why the companies with the most overstated street earnings, but specifically Illumina, ticker ILMN, they are in the danger zone, headed for trouble. Interesting stuff. David Trainer, it's always great to chat with you. Thanks so much for joining me on the show.
My pleasure. Thank you, Chuck.
That's David Trainer, the founder and president at New Constructs. And if you want to see, well, the list of the most attractive and the most dangerous stocks, the list of the most overstated street earnings, and more, you want to get more details on Illumina and what we were talking about, go to newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter at New Constructs, and David's on Twitter, too. He's at TheRealDTrain37. Money Life will be right back.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.